Our first question today is from an email correspondent, and it goes like this. I don't feel like I've ever won the game of wealth. Is there something you can tell me to help me see this differently? So the reason for all the pauses is because we took out a lot of the different details that you put in here because they really were just a repetition of the same thing you said. I feel like I've never won at the game of wealth, and you're listing all the reasons why. It does not seem relevant to us to rehash those reasons. If you want to bring another question to the table where you talk about one of those reasons in detail, that's fine. But look, you're wrong. You're just simply, plainly wrong. There's no easier, simpler, more direct way to say it than this. The game of wealth is something you've been playing skillfully your entire life. You know exactly what to do. You know exactly how to do it, and you know exactly what you're doing in the doing of it. It would be a good idea for you to think about these things, not looking for proof, but stating, I'm always winning at the game of wealth. That's a really good affirmation. I'm always winning at the game of wealth. And then let the evidence rise up. Part of the dilemma you're having is that you're looking at what you believe to be the evidence and you're drawing a conclusion. That is going to show you the vibrational nature of the way you're looking at the data, not the facts on the table, because there are no facts on the table. This is all memory. There's no memory. There's nothing in the past. You're always winning at the game of wealth, always. And the game of wealth is always happening in the present moment. Now, we are talking about it like a river which moves, like a track that you're playing on, but it's a track that never repeats. It doesn't go around and around in a circle like it would if you were playing an actual video game. It just continuously goes. And you can take your hands off the controller and just go into demonstration mode and just watch it and be like, this is fun. And notice that you can control the controller with your mind. It's something we'll talk about later. As we go through the series, we'll go into more depth with that. But that is what's literally happening. You think your hands are doing it, but they're not. The game motion is actually being controlled by your thoughts, as though you were telepathically controlling the device, which you are, by the way. You just may not realize you are. You always have been. You're always winning at the game of wealth. I am always winning at the game of wealth. There is a version of me who knows that I am always winning at the game of wealth. This would be very helpful. Gathering evidence that says this is why I'm always losing, unless it feels better, is lying to you. And that's part of the game, paying attention to what feels better. You're always winning at the game of life, at the game of wealth, and the game of life. Of course, when we say the game of wealth, we're basing this on the phrase the game of life, which came from a New Thought teacher, Florence Scovel Shinn. And she would think, she was talking about bridge. It was 1920-something. Everybody was playing bridge. The references would be very obvious if you were alive at the time, just like these references are very obvious to most everybody listening to this. Even if you've never really played video games, you have a pretty good idea of what we're talking about, because everyone around you probably has talked about it, or you've seen something on television or in a movie. So you have a general idea of the controller and the game and the fact that it's a track and all that sort of thing. Well, with Mrs. Shinn, there was the idea of picking up tricks, picking up an actual hand, never missing a trick. Those are bridge references. Everyone was playing bridge. That was the game they were playing. Now, of course, in the game of bridge, unlike in a video game, in the game of bridge, there are three other people at the table, and you may be playing with your partner across the table, but it's definitely competitive. And if you've ever seen anybody play bridge, they can get pretty competitive. It's as competitive as any Olympic sport you're ever going to see. But this game that we're talking about, there are no competitions. You're always winning. You're literally always winning. And you can never miss a trick. You can never miss a hand. You can never miss any of it. you're always in the right place at the right time. And we would recommend that you really consider what we said about you come to the Y intersection and you want to go left. You know you need to go left. You're pretty sure you are. All the evidence says you need to go left, but the game won't let you go left. It forces you to go right, or it seemingly does. You just can't go left. Now think about all the things we've said about manifesting. The gatekeeper for manifesting is what feels better. Going left does not feel better. But intellectually, you're trying to override intuition, something you have to train yourself to do. That requires a lot of energy to do, by the way. And you may believe that the ramping up of energy is actually the validation for the approach, because that's part of the motivational theory. The more effort you put into it, the more result you get. But that's the exact opposite of actually what happens. The less you try to skillfully play the game of wealth, the better off you are. Because letting the game play you is what this is really about. This is your manifesting idea that you've set up. And it is designed specifically to help you. You are not always winning, or you are not always losing at the game of wealth. You've never once lost. You're always winning. And you may not have evidence right now at this right minute, but if you start saying, I'm always winning at the game of wealth, the game is helping me win, you'll start getting evidence that you're right. Remember, the big bosses you meet along the way in the castles, should they arise, where you have to do the big fight out that has the big dramatic music. The big boss is you. That's you fighting off the idea of, like, I never win, or things don't work out for me, or I don't have enough money, or this isn't working out, or this is all going to go to hell in a handbasket, or whatever your particular game you're playing at that moment. The game responds to that and sends you different kinds of nemeses in order to show you, yeah, you're fighting. This is obviously what you want to do, because that's the vibration you're holding. Those are the ideas you're cultivating. Now, we understand that you translate this to mean that's just the way it is. It's that hard and it's that difficult, but that's not the case. Not at all. You're always in the right place, always at the right time, always in the right way, and everything that's happening here is always happening for you, on your behalf and to your benefit. You're always winning at the game of wealth, and it's always helping you, this game is. So, the final thing we'll say here in reply to your question or to your statement, because it's not really a question, although you did ask a sort of a question in the middle of what you were saying, which we have answered. But the bottom line is this: you're always winning, and that's what we would recommend you practice. You're going to find lots and lots of helpers. They're there. They're right in front of you. They're in the room with you right now. You just have to turn your attention in that direction. That is your job. And one of the easiest ways to do it is to throw the controller against the wall and be like, I'm not playing this game anymore. Which intellectually sounds like, I'm going to unplug the game console and throw it out the window. You can't do that. You're in the game. But what you can do is stop trying to control the game. And we think that's the underlying reason for the question in the first place. So that's the answer as it is, as it was, to the question you're asking. We thank you very much. Very powerful, very delicious, and very, very delightful indeed.